crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Try. You've always got good records. What have you bought today?
Well, let's start with, I thought we'd need some cheering up for some reason.
Did you?
Just then,
we've been having a great show.
I know, just that second I thought, we could do some cheering up. And who better to cheer us up than the Paragons?
Let's have a look at the Paragons. Well, this album first came out in 1967.
On Treasure Island.
You got some sweet, well-dressed, dapper young singers there. Three talented young singers invite you to share with them fun on the beach, Jamaican style.
And look where those three young, well-dressed gentlemen are standing.
On the beach.
On the beach.
So it must be fun time.
Yes.
Okay, on the front, the Paragons on the beach, classic rock steady tracks.
Yes.
It's a nice genre, rock steady.
Yeah.
Limited edition of only 500 copies in the whole wide world.
Yep, on red.
On red vinyl, individually numbered, 180 gram, audiophile vinyl. Jesus Christ, okay, here, you hold that.
All right, so the Paragons, of course, the reason we mainly know them now, apart from their great tunes, is that man in the middle there, that's John Holt.
Oh!
Yeah.
So who's that? I don't know who that is.
John Holt, Alibaba, no. John Holt. Wear you to the ball. No?
No.
Okay.
No. Some people would. Most people would.
Yeah. Should we hear this tune? Let's see if you know this tune.
This one?
Yeah.
Yep. Right on.
Some violin there. Lovely.
Someone's brought the violin to the beach.
Yep.
Of course it's not in the original. Of course it was the pretend. No, yeah. I hate that.
I'm not the kind of man who gives up just like that. No, it's not the things you do that really.
It's choice. I love that.
But it's the way you do.
Backing here is Tommy McCook and the Supersonics. Those
are us
there. That'd be the Paragons, who of course are a
three-piece
vocal.
No, those backing
vocals are cool.
The tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm gonna be your number one.
So that's some real vocals there. Some.
Now, these backing vocals, of course, Howard Barrett, the second tenor of the group, was a telecommunications technician, i.e. a phone repairman.
I was going to say, 1967, that would have been a phone repairman.
Yep, and Tyron Evans, who was the first tenor, is an electrician.
Oh, good on him.
Both sung in school choirs back in the day.
No.
Of course, the song made Extra Massive by the Pretenders.
And,
was it?
Yes, no, by Blondie.
Blondie, I mean, sorry.
And then Atomic Kitten. But what a tune.
This is a much better version than the ones that followed. Oh, the Blondie one is pretty good.
Yeah.
Every man wants you to be his girl.
This is rock steady, though. I'll give it that. I'll tell you about that. Right, so that's the Paragons.
There's the Paragons on the beach. We got a few copies of that on lovely
vinyl. There's only 500 in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
Re-released.
Well,
why has it not been released till now?
It has been released before.
Yeah, has it? But not on red vinyl.
Not on red, no.
Not on audiophile 180 gram vinyl.
No, it has not. Now, you want to talk about things which there's only a few of?
Yes.
Right, well, here's something from a Swedish record label called Höga Nerd.
So that label again?
Höga Nerd. Höga Nerd. Anyway, the Swedish label.
Love Swedish people.
They.
Hey, Troy.
Carl. Anyways, they've partnered with Andrew Wetherill, who has.
Oh,
now,
yes!
Now, Andrew Wetherill has a festival which runs every year called Convenanza. Now,
Convenanza
now is in a medieval castle in the south of France.
Good job!
He does it at immediate. Like it is actually like a Cathar castle from medieval times, and the entire festival happens within the walls. Like,
that's
not
cool.
Even outside, but in
the castle.
Love
the way they do that in Europe.
Yeah. So Andrew Wetherill, it's his thing, but he partners with this and says, you know what, the lineup this year, he keeps the lineup quite small, and then people play in different rooms and different configurations and stuff. So he's put out...
So frustrating, yet so exciting at the same time.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, as you can see, now there's only 300 copies made of this this souvenir EP. Who's on there?
Well, these are none of, I've heard of none of these artists.
Yes, you have. You've heard of the Limignanas.
Oh, yeah, no, I've heard of them.
And
but
you've
not,
heard of Anton Newcombe, who's in the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Okay, that's right, the only
so,
right there.
So that play.
Wild Woman and the Savages Isn't Savages. Okay, so the Woodley Research Facility.
Which, of course, is Andrew Weatherall and Nina Walsh.
Komodo Collective.
I don't know too much about them, but I listened to it. It sounded quite good.
As you mentioned, the Lamanas, Witches Valley. Die Wild Jugged.
Die Wild Jugged, like a sort of a European post-punk type thing.
And Wild Woman and the Savages.
I wasn't sure about that one. But anyway, this Convenanza 2018, it's out tomorrow. But like I said, there's only 300 in the whole world.
What's the trick? That's just to whet people's appetites and
I don't know.
Make it all collectible. And
but the weird thing about this label is that the guys who do it, they like handprint the sleeves in their living room and stuff like that. So I guess it's like, 300, okay, that's enough. I don't want to do anymore. These ones are screened, I think. But they're 7 inches.
They're definitely a cool cover. Definitely. So I don't even want to explain it.
What does it say there?
It says, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. Stephen Hunt.
There you go, with a picture of Albert Einstein above it.
Looks like Albert Einstein with an acid tab on his tongue, is what I'm suggesting. Or a stamp, it could be.
It could be a stamp. Should we hear about the Woodley Research Facility? Now, like I said, this is one of Weatherall's projects. Well, it's Weatherall and Nina Walsh together.
He's a bloody genius when he wants to be, eh?
Isn't he? Did he play here last year? Didn't he? He's Stinky Jim's buddy. Oh, now, doesn't this sound quite vintage?
Some sounds in there, some sounds. It's got that uncomfortable sort of whale breaching. Like in the movie Arrival. I don't know if you...
I haven't seen it. Oh, here we go. If you're looking for more high fidelity, you won't find it on here.
All right.
This is how they record. What I really
actually
like
does to... remind me of the thing that there's a song in the movie Arrival. And then...
It's like this?
Yeah. But...
This reminds me of Pie Corner Audio. Do you know Pie Corner Audio?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. We used to have a Pie TV.
Did you? I bet you can still draw the logo.
I kind of love that muffled sort of. You really have to search for what's in there. That's such an audio wanker thing to say, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I love the way this sounds terrible. Yeah, great, yeah.
It doesn't sound terrible.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, you sit there and applaud a pristine produced production and then at the same time, you know?
See, you can make, I mean, it would be very easy for Woodley Research Facility to just, like, do it all digitally or clean it up or something. But yeah. This is...
Can you get this on any other format?
No.
Wow,
only
eh?
This
wow.
Format.
Wow, how about that?
Yes. The tune is called, for some reason, it's called Heiliger Cider, like S-I-E-D-H-R. I don't know what that means.
Cider spelt...
S-E-I-D-H-R.
My medieval English is, frankly, very weak.
Yeah. Now, the other thing
assuming
that...
it's English.
The other thing that both Ms. Walsh and Mr. Weatherall do together is a label called Moin Dove, or Moin Do, I think it's called. 7
They're like. Curly talkers, are they?
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah. Well, that's a Gaelic, of course. And the only thing I know about that label is, bringing back to Stinky Jim, he gave me a copy of one of their releases, which are like so limited they sell out before they're even announced. Jim gave me one. It's pretty good.
Good on you, Jim.
But yeah, so Convenanza 2018, the festival happens in third weekend of September, but I won't be going because it's a bit far away in the south of France.
But will you be holding on to a copy of this yourself?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I love it. It's quite mysterious, isn't it?
Yeah. I do prefer this side, the A side, with them in.
It's an EP,
collect.
Just so you know.
Yeah. The other side, you know, I think that it's not really my thing, but I think a lot of people will be into. You know, the Limignanas and the Wild Yagd and Wild Women and the Savages.
Oh, look. It's a different website. Right, what else we got there, Troy?
Now, the other thing we got is, let's say, now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to play some Mod Soul. And you go, oh yeah, some other 60s thing, right? No.
Gazelle.
How about some Mod Soul from August 2018? This here is the Stone Foundation.
Stone Foundation, they look like a bunch of guys who'd be quite happy to tell you that you're listening to the wrong type of music. You should listen to this or that or that.
Now,
featuring Stone Foundation, Everybody, Anyone, double vinyl LP featuring contributions from Paul Weller,
yes,
Mick Talbot and Steve Wright from the Style Council, Hamish Stewart from the Average White Band, Catherine Williams and Dr. Robert from the Blow Monkeys. That's an interesting compendium, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a double EPs. An album on two records.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether we were doing From the Crate when the last Stone Foundation record came out, which was produced by Weller.
That was just a single album?
It was, I think.
I seem to remember, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, now this one here, obviously being me, I thought, let's play the one that has all the guys from the Style Council on it, but we're not
going
to. You
love the Style Council, and rightfully so.
I do. The Style Council, I think, in my top five of all time everythings. But we won't play that one because... just last week, Dubhead was speaking to me about the Average White Band. And
right.
I thought, Hamish Stewart, who was the guitar player of the Average White Band, let's play the tune that he guests on. And let's see what a funk man from the 70s Scotland does to a mod soul band from Birmingham in 2018.
Well, that's very welcoming, isn't it?
Come on in.
Come on in.
Now that this wheel's in motion,
ooh,
keep spinning it around.
Here
show
he is.
Them a sign of devotion.
Sneaking in there, isn't he?
And give them what you
just
find.
Just wait on me, wait on.
Free up your mind and your spirit. It's time to share the love.
What's the name of this
song?
Only You Can.
And show them what you got.
Sounds like sort of band that you walk into a bar, into a club and discover and go, wow, these guys are amazing.
And if the feeling stops, you go away. Just get it away.
Order yourself a Strawberry 42.
Only you can stop believing.
Well, this is. I know that there's certain type of people who this sort of music is just bliss for.
Yep. Do you think they dress like these guys on the cover here?
I think so. Those guys are never going to stop wearing hoodies and stuff, eh?
Only one I'm a bit concerned about on the cover is this guy here.
He looks like he might have just come up to have a talk to them because he's a fan.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, I saw you guys at the... so they were sitting around inside a shop or something.
Outside a shop. Like, to me, that could be a Style Council.
Well, you've got the day off or something, have you?
It's their favourite shop.
Not working.
By the looks of it. Look,
their favourite shop.
Yeah.
I love to shop.
Everybody, Anyone is the name of this new album from the Stone Foundation. It's on their own 100% label, double vinyl, and I think, and we do have it on CD for the gentlemen and ladies dressing like this that prefer their things on the silver disc format.
On the silver disc, on the smaller silver disc format, they can just slide so easily into the car compact disc player.
Does this sound like a million years ago to you, Tess?
I wouldn't say a million years ago.
Does it warm the cockles of your heart?
Yep.
Does it warm yours? Pretty luxury, eh? Pretty nice. Yeah. It's definitely
It's very cheery.
Like, very welcoming, that's like saying, you know.
But it does sound like it's completely not the sort of thing your generation would ever be affected by.
Careful, you've been a spokesperson now.
Yeah. It's hard to say, isn't it, really? I don't think it sounds that old.
What about you, caller?
Oh, I think probably Purple Velvet Coat and Green Corduroy.
Okay.
It's not Jethro Tull.
No. It sounds very smooth and enveloping.
Yeah, it's got the Cool Celebs, the Sardes,
Yeah.
The that era.
that dirty little funky fat beat.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting that you identify that as a listener. You identify that as a dirty little thing.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
That's lovely. But a big fat red.
No. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Oh, good right. day to you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Seconds.
It is, isn't it?
Here we go. You can. Nice sentiment. You can. And there it is.
And that's
there
it.
There they are. Now they've all packed up and they've left.
Stowe Foundation, everybody, anyone, just to recap who you said was on it, apart from three members of the Style Council on Not That Tune, on Different Tune. We had Hamish.
You could hear a little bit of Style Council Lee-ish stuff in there.
You could hear the vibe.
And influence, you know.
Hamish Stewart from the Average White Band, that was him you heard playing guitar then. Dr. Robert from the Blow Monkeys, an excellent character as Dr. Robert. And Catherine Williams, who I'd never heard of until yesterday when I was told she's in fact an English folk singer.
Oh, good job.
Right. So
so all those are in the store right now?
Yes.
Let's recap it. Album number one?
Album number one was the fantastic
On the Beach.
Rock steady beat of, yeah, On the Beach by the Paragons. There's 500 on red vinyl.
In the world? Some. In the world?
In the world! This is number 24 of the individually numbered copies cool. that I have right here. The other limited thing, various artists collection, Convenanza 2018, Mr. Andrew Weatherall.
300
festival.
In the world!
300, that's all we've done. That's all she wrote. And Stone Foundation. That there is what we have from the crate this week from Southbound Records.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.